Today's share in the Dear Shemishah Bar Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis. And we're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be starting and finishing Simon Tov Kuf Chav Ches and Tov Kuf Chav Tes, which we'll start, which is the last Simon in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. With Baruch Hashem, we are getting very close to being Messiah, the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. So let's begin. Simon Tov Kuf Chav Ches in Sif Aleph with the Mechaber. This deals with the halach of Erev Chatzeres in Yontif. We're learning about Erev Tavshilin, and now we're going to learn about an Erev Chatzeres, which we learned previously in Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't have that much application on Yontif. And the Mechaber tells us, Yom Tov Ein Tzarech Erev Chatzeres V'Shitufei Mevoyos. On Yontif, you don't really need to make an Erev Chatzeres or Shitufei Mevoyos. These are the ways that we go and are allowed to carry on Shabbos in areas that are enclosed, but are owned by different people. Even if they're all a Rishus HaYochid, they're owned by multiple people, so we are ma'ariv them all together, we mishatef them all together, as we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, to allow people to carry within those areas, because midoraisi you're allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another, midorabanan, it looks too much like you may come to carry into Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the rabbis instituted this concept of Erev Chatzeres or Shituf Mavoyos. So on Yontif, you don't do this. Ein Tzarech, you don't need these Erev Chatzeres Shituf Mavoyos, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph. The chol elu niska mishum ged their hotso, because all of this was set up. The erev chatzeres is shita mavoyos, so you shouldn't carry on Shabbos. Ubiyantiv kaim alon the mitoch shutra hotso l'tzorech ochel nefesh hutanam mishlo tzorech. We have the famous principle: since you're allowed to go and do certain things for tzorech ochel nefesh, so you're allowed to carry things for ochel nefesh. So therefore, you're allowed to carry them even when it's nami, not for ochel nefesh. It has to be tzorech yontiv kitzas, but it doesn't have to be for ochel nefesh. Ukidel and simin tov kuf yud ches, we learned not that long ago. Umashma misti maslishono, and from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention any specifics here, the lo tiknu klal erev chatzeres liyontiv, that there is no concept of erev chatzeres on yontiv according to the Mechaber. V'chein sasim leel in simin tov tes zayin in sif hei. Similarly, the Mechaber there didn't mention it. However, okay, midivir amal leel in simin tov kuf yuches sif aleph in agor there, the Ramah said over there, muchach disfira le, didvarim she'en bem tzorch klal, also lo tzim ibayis lechotzeb lo erev chatzeres. There, unlike the Mechaber, who seems to imply that carrying on Shabbos is on Yontif is not a problem at all, on Yontif it's not a problem, but the Ramo says, unless it is made with an Erev Chatzeros, you aren't allowed to carry something that has no use whatsoever on Yontif. If it's lo litzorech klal, not allowed to carry on Yontif, and you need an Erev Chatzeros to allow you to carry. And we see this in Dirshu footnote number 1, where he says, to go from Rishus HaYochin to Rishus HaRabim, if there is no Erev Chatzeros, for example, pills or something like that, which is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so Shlomo Zalman says it's actually Aser. And this is also brought down there in Nissen Karlitz at Tzal. They both say that it's Aser to do so because it's not Dover Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Look in Dirshu footnote number 1 for some of these details. In any event, Alkein Kosu Achronim, therefore the Mishnah says the Achronim right, the Kishima Ariv Erev Chatzeros B'Erev Pesach, Bishvil Shabbos HaShanah, when it was the custom, they would take a box of matzah and take it to be the Erev Chatzeros for all year long, and they would do it Erev Pesach. They would switch it around Erev Pesach for the upcoming year. So they would say when they made the Lashon for the Erev Chatzeros, it works for this Shabbos and all the Shabbos of the Shana. And he brings down Yichlol Gam Yontif. You should include in that Nusach also Yontif. Kedei Shia Yochol Hotzi Aidei Zeh. So you can use this Erev Chatzeros even for Yontif. Abdorim Shein Tzorach Hayom Klal. That have no need whatsoever on Yontif, but you're still allowed to carry them. And the Sharet Zion, no Salafi says, the Bishul Yontif Levado, but to just make this just for Yontif, Ein Kedai Levorach, Kivin Sheyiz Deos was there. Don't make it just for Yontif with a bracha. But when you're making the bracha for Shabbos, be kola linen fugam liyontif for the rest of the year. And you should say, the Nusach is, V'yom L'chol Shabbos Os V'yomim Tovim Shoshanazu, for every Shabbos and all the Yomim Tovim this year. If somebody has the custom that they switch it every Erev Shabbos, and some places would be big honor to have this, so they would want to distributing the honor to a lot of people, so they would just put out the box of matzahs for 1 week, and then they would switch it and put another person, so they do it every week. So if Yontif, let's say it was on a Tuesday, Wednesday, the ikla Yontif Samachlo, so you say when you're doing the Erev Chatzeros, Yom HaShabbos Zeh, and Gan Kein, the Yom Tov HaBoyim Alein L'Tova. And in the Sharet Zion, Oz Beis, he brings down, so she has Shomor HaErev Ad Yontif. But in these situations, you have to make sure that the Erev is still physically extend when Yontif comes around. Now back to the Mechaber, so he says, you don't have to do this in this situation for an Erev Chatzeros and Shituf Mavoyos on Yontif, because Mechaber holds you don't need it. But for Erev Tuchumim, you do need that for Yontif. That does apply. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, and all the halachas of Tuchum on Shabbos, are similar to one yantiv nizbaru bihilchos erve techumim, which you can see, it says in the Bir Hagola, in Simin Shin Tzadi Vav. Sif Beis, Mechav writes, Yom Tov Shechol Yosef Erev Shabbos, when yantiv comes out on Erev Shabbos, so you have a Friday yantiv, Ein ma'arvin lo Erev Chatzeros lo Erev techumim. You're not allowed to go and do your Erev, your Chatzeros, or your Erev techumim on Friday yantiv. You have to do it before yantiv starts. And the Ramah adds, Afilu b'niach Erev Tevshilin. This is true, based upon the Ran, even if you have an Erev Tevshilin, that won't help you for this. The Mishbor explains in Sivkot and Beis, the Mechseik and Mesakin Letzorach Mocha. If you're making this on Yontif and you're doing it for Shabbos, it looks like you're taking care of the needs for the next day. Furthermore, the Im, he niach Erev Chetzeros Erev Yontif, L'shem Yontif, Vadayin Erev Kayim, then Somech Lov Gam L'Shabbos. He says, however, if you did it on Erev Yontif, let's say you did Wednesday afternoon, and it's still around, then you can use it for Shabbos as well. The issue footnote number two says, if you're relying upon it for Shabbos, you have to make sure that the food is still there. So in this situation, they would sit there with the Erev on, let's say, Thursday night, at the time that it goes into the Shkia and goes to Friday Yontif, and then they'd carry it back, because you'll have to carry it in Yontif, and they'd bring it out there, the same exact Erev they would bring out there again, to be their Erev Techumim on Friday afternoon, when it was Yontif, for going into Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel writes, the Erev Tavshilin ain't a matter. The Erev Tavshilin doesn't work over here, El Asakin Sochitzu de Lutzorach Mocha. It won't work, except to do the food items from Friday Yontif to Shabbos. And we discussed this previously in Simen Tav Kof Chazayin in Sivkot and Gimel for these details. Now the Mechaber continues and he says, Avol im niskar b'yom harishon b'shnei yomim tov shel golius. But let's say it's a Thursday, Friday Yontif, and you remember on Thursday that you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros for Shabbos, so what should you do? Yochol Erev Chatzeros b'tnai. You do the t'nai. We had this by Erev Tavshilin as well. You can do this t'nai for the Erev Chatzeros. And you say on Thursday, if today is in fact Yontif, so then I'm not making anything today, and then tomorrow's Chol, and I'll make the Erev Chatzeros tomorrow. And if tomorrow is really Yontif, so then today's Chol, then I'm making the Erev Chatzeros now. That's the t'nai, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us in a moment. But let's just finish the Mechaber. Aval Erev Techumim Einu Malichon Osam B'Yontif B'Tnai. And Erev Techum doesn't work with this t'nai, only an Erev Chatzeros does. Mishnah Berurah explains that Sivkot and Dalet, we're dealing with Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, as opposed to Lafuki Shnei Yamim Shel Rosh Hashanah. Again, it's different than if you have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we said many times is one long 48-hour day. The Chayom Echol Arichto Damya. We view it as one Kedusha. But with Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, you can do it with the T'nai. Sivkot and Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu Shiyoma, what should you do? You say, in my Yom Chol, if Thursday is really Chol, so Ani Manicho Bishul Erev Chatzeros L'Shabbos. Now I'm making my Erev Chatzeros L'Shabbos. In my Yom Kodesh, and Yom Erklom. And if today is really Yom Tov, so I'm not saying anything. Ulamacha, then on Friday, you say on Friday, Im Hayom Kodesh, if today is really holy, it's Kodesh, so then Harei Arati, yes, well, then the Erev Chatzeros that I did yesterday was on a weekday, and then it's good. And if today is in fact Chol, so then Ani Menicho L'Shem Erev Chatzeros, then I'm doing the Erev Chatzeros now. And therefore, this tonight works by an Erev Chatzeros, and he says, Ayin and Simon Shin Sadi Gim of Mishnah Berurah, for more details, where the Mishnah Berurah there brings down in the name of the Bir Kiyos, if you can see this in the issue footnote number 4, Shelo Yevarech Lov, you don't make a bracha in this situation. But we said that Erev Techumim doesn't work this way. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Vav, the Kinyan Shvisu Kinyan Bayis. That's already a different type of a situation. It's like your kone, your place. Bayis lo kanina beyond Tov afilu b'tnai. You're not go and acquire a house on Yontif even with this tonight, so therefore your Kinyan Shvisu for your Techumim doesn't work as well. Then he brings down from the El Yerabah, the cause of the El Yerabah, the Hainu Davka Lechachila. That's only Lechachila that it doesn't work. Avo b'dievet, after the fact. Shekivar Erev, if you did make the Erev, it does work. Mahani b'shnei yom and tov shel golios, it will work on the shnei yom and tov shel golios. And he brings out the prima gadim, via prima gadim, gam ken le'el and simen tov tazayin, ayin shon the bir halacha, the ramasal nibnei, where this is discussed there in more detail, that the Erev does work in this fashion, albeit b'di evit. That concludes simen tov kuf chav ches, and now we go to the very last simen in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, simen tov kuf chav tes, which deals with the beautiful subject of dinei simchas yontif, the mitzvah to have simcha on yontif. The Vilna Gaon says that this is the hardest mitzvah in all the Torah, to be sameach for all the time of yontif. You're not allowed to have a second that you're despondent or not happy. So he says this is the hardest mitzvah. Let us begin with the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvahs Yom Tov L'chalko. There's a mitzvah on Yontif to go and spend half your time Chatzil Lachem, V'Chatzil Hashem. Chetzul L'Beis HaMedrash, V'Chetzul L'Achilu Shasiya. Half you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you sit in the Beis Medrash, you learn, you daven, and the other half is for yourself, Achilu Shasiya, and worldly pleasures. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Aleph, The Bechad Kroksiv. In one pasuk it says, Atzeres Tia Lochem. One pasuk says that this shall be a holiday for you, an Atzeres. Bechad Kroksiv, Atzeres Lashem Lokecha. The other one says, no, it should be a holiday for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, which one is it? And therefore, V'alkein Amru Chazal, the Tzorach L'chalko. You have to do Chatzi Lochem, V'chatzi Lashem. Half for you, half for Hashem. Chatzi Lashem, Dain L'Torah Tvila. Half of it is for Torah and Tvila, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chatzio Lochem. And half of it is for you, for worldly pleasures. Gashmias, the hainu lachila ushasiya. That's you eat and drink nice things. Bishul oneg yontif, in order that you should enjoy the yontif. The issue footnote number one brings down, what about the hakafos that are in Simchas Torah? That's a tremendous simcha. Is that called lochem, or is that called lahashem? So it brings down for Nissan Karlitz, that's sal, shehem nechshevis b'chal hacheshev lashem. That's called for Hashem, even though you're dancing and having a good time. Kivin shechetzu lochem hu shegufu nene. That which we say that is lochem is for your body to get physical pleasure, and this is the simcha of Simchas Torah, is not a physical pleasure, it's a spiritual pleasure, and therefore that's called chatzi lashem still. The issue foot number two says, based upon this din, so the Yamashal Shlomo Mashal writes, sha'at shenivsak in Shulchan Aruch, even though it's paskin Shulchan Aruch, shemi shesosu yayin also lispalo, yamtin ashi yefog yeno, that normally you're not allowed to go and daven after you've had a revius of wine. On Yontif, it's different. Mikomokum be Yontif, mutal lispalo mincha, av shesosik sasiyayin. So you have a nice lunch with a little bit of wine, and then you want to daven mincha gedola, you're allowed to do that on Yontif. Kivin should be Yontif, ein yochel hamsin ashi yefog yeno, because you may have a drink of wine, it's going to take a while for it to wear off. And therefore, since you're allowed to have the glass of wine, and it's going to take a while for it to wear off, you're allowed to daven, since this is a mitzvah that you're doing by drinking the wine. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept your tefillah, which you normally wouldn't do on a weekday, even though you had a little bit of wine or revius. You can't be drunk. You can't be a shechus or shalot. That's a toeva to daven. But to have a glass of wine and make kiddush on it and have your yontif meal with a little bit of wine, that's allowed to then daven afterwards, to bench afterwards and to daven afterwards. Because this is a religious happiness that you're having this food and drink. It brings out the Mishnah Berurah as well. Nowadays, Nebuchadnezzar davening isn't so good anyway. And therefore, we're allowed to go and daven even though we may have had a glass of wine. Therefore, listen to this Mishnah Berurah. He continues, he says, Al kein yesh ligor b'chazonim. Therefore, we get very mad at the chazonim. Hamarichim yosi b'chetzer shoyom. They drag out, kvetch out the davening. More than half the day. Because that's half Lashem. Now, what about the half for me? And you're going into my time. And therefore, it's improper for the chazon to drag out the davening. The issue foot number three says, L'gabi shuliach tzibo shemenagim b'tvilo b'yontov v'ein yotzim mibes ha-knesses ad l'yachas she'shos to keep you there past chatzos. So we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, Shehu Shalo Kehogan. It's improper. Because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos past the 6 hours. And he's not allowed to eat before you daven. He says the one exception could be Rosh Hashanah, which technically you could fast. But even Rosh Hashanah, he says, Ein laharich liachach atzos b'nigurim. You shouldn't drag out the davening. People are not getting their chatzi lashem and chatzi lochem. They're getting too much in the shul, at least even assuming that it's perfectly l'shem shamayim. Often, the Shulchan Aruch earlier told us in Hilchos Tefillah that if you're not doing it l'shem shamayim, if you're doing it to hear your beautiful voice, that's certainly a big problem. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, Kotzu ha-poskim, he brings down various poskim. You see this in Shaar HaTzion, this is from the Rambam, the Tur, and the Maskon of the Bach, and the Mogen Avraham. Dekachu ha-derech ha-nochon, this is the right way. Ba-boker, in the morning on Yontif, makdimim le'lech le-beis ha-knesses, ul-beit ha-mishrashos. Get up early, go to shul. Umispalin, daven there, Mekorim B'Torah, B'Inyono Shoyom, Umispalin Musaf, you read the laning for that day, you daven Musaf, then V'chozin L'Batayim V'Ochlin, then you come back to your house before Chatzos, and you eat. V'Ochlin L'Batayim V'Shoyos, V'Shonim L'Chatzia Yom. Then you go back to Shul, and you go learn until Chatzos, and then you come back to your house, V'Achakach, Shabbos, Man Mincha, Mispalin Tulos Mincha, first you daven Mincha, and then V'Chozin L'Batayim, L'Sanim B'Simchas Yontif, then go back to your house and have Simchas Yontif, Shar Hayom, for the rest of the afternoon, Ad Halayla. In Sif Gimel. Learn more about this in Sif Gimel. So in other words, the right way is to spend a lot of time in shul, davening, and learning, but also a lot of time at home with your family, having Simchas Yontif with good food and drink. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, the Al Yitzam Tzein, a person shouldn't be too exact and too precise with Hotzas Yontif. Don't be saying, well, this is too expensive for Yontif. I better chintz over here and squeeze a little bit and not spend so much money on Yontif. And likewise, v'tzorach l'chabdo l'ango k'mo b'Shabbos. You have to treat Yontif the same way you mechabit Shabbos and ma'anik Shabbos, only Shabbos, you should do that for Yontif as well. Now, in the Bir Halacha, Dira Maschel v'ayit Tzamtzin, he brings down a very interesting idea. He says, Avu b'shar yomim tzorach kol odom l'tzamtzin b'otzosav. He brings down from the Torah, the rest of the time, don't be so expensive with your food and your money that you spend on gashmias things. And he brings down from the Gemara, we all know that a Rosh Hashanah person is designated how much he's going to earn, except for Shabbos and Yontif and Hotzos for certain divrei mitzvah. And Rashi explains, Lizar milasos yitzia meruba. What that means also is that don't spend too much money on your yitzios of the weekday activities for food. Shelo yosifalo elamasha paskulo, because you're not getting extra for that. So if you use it up too much on this day, you're not going to have anything else later on. That's the lashon of Rashi. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, v'zeo tochachas merubas manenu. He says, a terrible kitrug, a prosecution on our times. This is 100 years ago. Shabbo noseinu arabim. In his time already, the Chafetz Chaim says it was a very terrible thing that many people, harbi anoshim, over malzeh, they're not careful and they spend too much money on weekday chol activities. Well, yosim leven, they don't pay attention, eich lisnaig, how you should act, botzos, besom, how you should act in spending money on your house and on your goods. And they're not careful about laharchik dvarim hamusarim, to prevent excess. Rabim chalolim hipila hanhoga harazu. And unfortunately, many people do this. Shemibiyas adam lebesof aydezel lide gezel v'chomos v'gam lecherpa uchlima. And this leads to people, because they need more, to go rachmona l'slan and have them steal and take things that aren't their own, and all sorts of terrible, terrible tragedies. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, a person has to be very, very careful the way he acts during the non-Shabbos, non-Yontif expenditures. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel adds that when he says you have to be mechabe the Shabbos, he says, Hainu rechitza bechamin the erev Yontif. The way that one does this, to be mechabe, is to go and wash himself with warm water on erev Yontif. And Dishu Foot number 7 says this also can include tefillah. According to many, they also go to the mikvah, not only on erev Rosh Hashanah, erev Yom Kippur, they also go erev the Shlosh Regalim. He brings down further the Mishnah Berurah that they would wash with warm water on Erev Yontif, just like they did Kamo Erev Shabbos, like we learned Ayin L'El and Simon Reish Samach. And he says also, V'chein sheyu bash ksus niki, you put on very nice clothing on Yontif. In fact, some say you should wear even nicer clothing on Yontif than on Shabbos. V'lo yubash malbushi chol, and certainly don't wear weekday clothing. Just like on Shabbos, you're not supposed to wear weekday clothing on Shabbos. People mistakenly think, sometimes with COVID, that they didn't go outside to shul, so they can just dress in their regular house clothes because they're not going out. So again, we don't wear the clothing for other people. We don't wear the clothing because we're going out. We wear the clothing to honor Shabbos and to honor Yontif. And he says, look, Ayin Elel, Simin Reish Samach Beis, Sif Aleph and Beis. Uadin in Yontif. The same thing applied to Shabbos applies here to Yontif as well. The issue for number 8 says that you should, even though we're supposed to dress nicely, don't dress all your finery, Zeichel Lechorban, you should leave something behind as well. Then the Mishnah continues, says, Ayin and Simin Reish Nun, Shetzorach Kol Adon Shtad, Dol Biatzmo Lohochin Shum Dover Letzorach Shabbos. Everybody should do something their own to prepare for Shabbos. Af Al Pishyesh Lo Mishorsim. Even though he has many servants, many people would take care of it, you should try to do something specifically yourself for Shabbos. And he says, Hu Adin Linyan Yontif. Same thing applies to Yontif. Sivkon Dalek Mo B'Shabbos, because it says, by Shabbos, Lekseva Karosa L'Shabbos Oneg L'Kdosh Hashem B'Chubad, and it says, by Yom Tovim, Nemar B'Hem Mikra Kodesh. They're also called Mikra Kodesh. The Gamba Torah's Kohanim, he said, likewise, it says in the Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash on Vayikra, Mikra Kodesh, it means Kacheyu. You have to sanctify Shabbos and Yontif. Uvameh Atom Kacho. How do you do this? B'Maychol Mishta Uksus Nikia. You do this with good food, good drink, and a nice, clean, new garment. I heard once from Rav Shechter Shlita, the name of the Rav Zatzal, that one of the reasons why we specifically wear our talis, which is very unusual, on Yom Kippur night, because we don't honor it with Maichel and Mishta, because there is no opportunity to eat on Yom Kippur. So we have to put on an extra ksus nikia, and that's the source of wearing the talis and the kittel on Yom Kippur, and the talis even at night on Yom Kippur. That's a way to be makacho, to show our honor for Shabbos and Yontif and for Yom Kippur. With this, we conclude today's shiur.